in this episode of Bear Podcast.
It's Ray's 29th birthday.
Happy Mother's Day.
Love is in the air in Arkansas.
And we have an interview with Laura Phillips, the first officiator of a gay marriage in the state of Arkansas.
All these and more coming up next.
Bear Podcast 518.
You bears.
He's texting the buff and the big hairy man.
So scientists may have finally solved the puzzle of what makes a person gay.
Well, I'm not taking you to give something to scrub their fix it for you.
Can I do the podcast in my underwear?
Gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
It's one of those things that is funny, cute, white. That's
two glasses of wine.
He's a lightweight, so it don't take much.
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
Okay, fine. You really have to. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
Welcome. Welcome to episode 518, and it's Tuesday.
Love is in the air.
May 13th. Well, first of all, it's Mother's Day.
It's after Mother's Day.
Yeah, it's been a special day. We have a great interview today. Yes. I couldn't hold myself. I can't contain myself. There's so much.
He wet his pants earlier.
I wet my pants. I was a little bit misty myself, too. So. Yeah, it's a good interview. But before we go to that, We're going to do some weekend updates. So, Ray, what have you been doing?
Well,
what have we been doing?
What have you been doing? Well, I don't know what you've been doing. This weekend, I was, we did a lot of stuff together this weekend.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, Saturday, we had a wedding reception for Gary and Andrew.
Yay, Gary!
Who are in Puerto Rico having a great honeymoon right now. So. Yes.
So, last week, we talked about Gary and Andrew getting married in Massachusetts. And it's just awesome. I posted some pictures on Facebook, and then they did the Houston celebration here, and it's just awesome to see them. Yeah,
it was a nice party.
It's a great
Everybody
party.
Had a great time. Thank you for inviting me, guys.
Thank you for inviting me, Gary.
So
yeah,
it was very nice.
It's awesome, and congratulations again, Gary and Andrew. I hope you're.
And they've been together how long?
9, 10 years. I think around 10 years. I think.
So
I think so,
And they finally got to get married after 10 years. So
yep.
So and then we had.
I was busy because I was the videographer. I had to take the videos.
Yes.
So that's very tiring.
Some great video of Dave we can show y'all.
Oh, that's right. Him doing the YMCA. Okay. All right. Okay. We'll post that sometime. Okay. So what else happened?
Well, we had Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Mother's Day.
Did you talk to your mother?
I talked to my mom. Actually, it was conference. So. We called my two sisters and my brother, and then we called our mom. We did a conference call. So
was it video conference or just voice conference?
No, just voice conference. It's hard to understand my mom, but yeah. Got to call. How about you? Did you call your mom?
Yes, I called my mom, and she never would answer. I had to call like 2 or 3 times, and she never answered. And she finally called me back later in the day. She said they were in a movie. So for Mother's Day, my sister bought them all movie tickets and sent her, my aunt, and my nieces to the
What did they watch? Frozen? What did they watch?
No, they watched the one about the little kid that dies and comes back and talks about believing in God and what he saw when he was dead and all this kind of stuff.
Really?
Something about Tim, I think. But anyway, it's like, do you believe, this whole movie? My mom said she read the book and all that kind of stuff. So she wanted to get, so the movie was better. So
your mom said to sci-fi? Or
no, it's not sci-fi. It's a religious thing.
It's a religious thing?
It's more, this kid, he's like 6 or 7 and he dies. And they bring him back to life, and he talk, and the whole book's about his experience, about he sees things and he knows things that he shouldn't know, but that's because he saw these people when he died and they told him things, and he comes back and talks to people and explains life to them and all this kind of stuff. So it's supposed to be a great movie. I want to go see it myself. It's just it hasn't been time because there's been so much going on. So. Mm-hmm. And then Robbie's mom came over Saturday at lunch, and she and his dad were here all day, and we cooked a great dinner of shrimp and lamb and had a good time and watched a couple movies and just relaxed and had a great weekend. So,
Well, this is just softball for me. We won both games this time.
Yay!
We won both games. And we played against our sister team, the South Beach Surfers. It was really great to play with them. It's they're the Bear team.
They're the Bear team.
So that was fun. And Mike stayed. He watched the games, and he stayed overnight that Sunday, so it's good to have Mike. And we cooked dinner and everything. It was really romantic for Mother's Day.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, yeah, it is. All right, so.
What did you do Monday?
Monday. Oh, starting Monday until today, actually the whole week. I've been geeking out. I'm wearing a Microsoft shirt here right now. It's backwards compatible. It's backwards, though. I'm attending Tech Ed. It's actually at the George R. Brown Center, Convention Center. It's a week of everything Microsoft. Everything Microsoft. There are 11,000 geeks. And then one of my coworkers saying, hey, the Wi-Fi password here is this and this, and the username is this, and the password is this. And, are you serious? You want to log on a Wi-Fi network at the hotel with 11,000 nerds and geeks?
That's right, man.
You don't do that. There are hackers there.
That's right.
You don't do that in a conference, especially...
Because they're geeks and nerdy don't mean they're smart.
Well, they are smart. They would hack on your machine.
Yeah, well, the people that logged in didn't, so...
Oh, yeah. I mean, you just don't do that in hacker conventions. No, so it's weird.
So are there specific classes on how to hack Microsoft while y'all are there?
Well, not really. They don't do that. It's just that it's a week... chances are there will be people who'll be sniffing packets. Sniffing...
Snipping
your package. Speaking of such, oh my God, it's like a bear run. The Tech Ed, oh God, I'm sure there's lots of gay people there. We just don't know.
Well, you just have to get your growler out.
Growler is exploding with all these, I guess. I'll try again more.
There's like 50 people within 5 feet.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, so that's what's been happening this week. Okay, so on with the special interview.
Well, you forgot one other thing. What? Where else did you do this week?
Which one?
What did you do last night?
Oh! almost forgot.
Yeah.
That's what you were talking about. That's right. I forgot. It's Ray's birthday.
Right. It's my birthday yesterday.
We forgot Ray's birthday.
My 29th.
It's Ray's 29th birthday.
So.
I got too distracted about the Bears today. So yeah, it's Ray's birthday.
Bears overrule me.
Sorry, it was last night.
Been there, done that. Seen that. I see you all the time.
We were at Chuy's. We ate at Chuy's. One of the best Mexican restaurants here.
Yeah.
Mexican restaurant. Tex-Mex restaurant. It's Ray's birthday yesterday, and we celebrated. And Jeremy was there. Wayne was there. What did I forget? I'm sorry.
Right.
It's not in the notes. It's not written. It's in there. It just says 29th birthday. Okay. Your notes are, it's not flashing in my eyes. Right, uh-huh. It's not saying blink/blink.
Well, if the crystal was blinking, you'd be knowing it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I know. So, So, we were there and Ray got some, cards and everything. And we had two cakes. We have leftover here. We brought some cakes.
And my friends got together, Maynard included, Wayne and Dave and a couple other people, and my mom all pitched in money and bought me a ticket so I can go to San Francisco in 2 weeks with Robbie.
Yeah, so we are all funding Ray's trip to San Francisco. So
thank y'all. I really appreciate that. That's very special.
You're welcome. Wow. I'm glad you can go to San Francisco again. It's always a nice place to visit.
And I get to go with somebody that's lived there that can show me around.
That's
so
true.
And we're going because his son's graduating. So Robbie's son Scott's graduating. So congratulations, Scotty, for graduating college. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now
we can go on to the really big news.
The big news. Okay.
More weddings.
More weddings. Actually, it is our friend from Arkansas, from Fayetteville, Arkansas. It's Laura Phillips. And without further ado, let's go with the interview with Laura. Joining us today is Laura Phillips from Fayetteville, Arkansas. And we're going to talk about gay marriage that happened recently in Arkansas. So welcome to the show, Laura, again.
Thank you. It's good to talk to you guys again.
Yes. Laura was our guest.
Yes.
Yes, a couple of years ago for our Mother's Day. She was our featured mother. And just to give a background to our audience, Laura is the mother of Will Phillips. In 2009, Will was the boy who did not want to stand up during the Pledge of Allegiance. That's right. Until, of course, equality and justice is given to all. Fast forward today, 2014, marriage licenses were given to gay and lesbian couples in Arkansas. And Laura officiated the first gay marriage in the state. That's awesome. How does that feel, Laura?
Yeah, it was really surreal. It really was. Even, 4 days later, I'm still just kind of going, did that really happen?
Oh, no.
And I got to officiate, I don't know how many more, yesterday at the courthouse. I've really lost track.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, we're doing really good. It's just, it's mind-blowing that Arkansas, that ruling came down in our state, and that, the marriages have happened, and people that I have known for years and years who have been together for just decades are now legal.
Yes.
And, are changing birth certificates and changing life insurance policies and getting insurance and changing their last names with the government.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
That's amazing.
It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on here.
Well, fill us in on something on what's happened, because the rule was overturned. And like overnight,
Friday at 5, Judge Chris Piazza, who's in Pulaski County Circuit Court. Pulaski County is where Little Rock is, so in the central part of the state.
Ah, yes, okay.
I'm up in Fayetteville, northwest Arkansas, in the mountains. So there were 30 or 40 plaintiffs on this case. It was Wright versus Pulaski County. A couple of my friends were plaintiffs here in the county. He set his ruling down at 5 o'clock Friday. I cried in my office. I cried on the way home. A friend of mine in Eureka Springs, which is about an hour east of me. Eureka Springs is one of the gay capitals of America, also called Little Switzerland. It's a beautiful resort town. There's a lot of bed and breakfast and little shops and restaurants, mm-hmm. and a very big LGBTQ population. They also have a lot of wedding chapels. So they're one of the few courthouses that are open on Saturdays because they have tourists coming in to get married.
Oh, okay.
So a friend of mine reminded me that, Eureka Springs will be open. So, of course, there was no mention of when this would take place. We just read it and everyone else interpreted it as this has been ruled unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. It's not in effect anymore. So I went to Eureka Springs. I left here about 6. I got there about 7. There were already about 15 or 20 people in line at 7 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
We had kind of heard rumors that the weekend clerk didn't want to issue licenses because of a religious objection.
Uh-huh.
And so at 9 o'clock, the doors opened, and by this time there were probably about 50 people in line. And she kind of gave people grief and said, well, I haven't been given any clearance, and I can't reach my supervisor because I don't have her number. And then she shut the doors. She
Whoa.
People were really devastated. And she couldn't give us a good answer as to why we were doing this. We're like, she goes, well, I haven't been given any guidance. And we're like, well, the circuit court gave you the guidance that was unconstitutional. So licenses. So it turns out we made some calls. People were calling other people to find out what else we could do. There was another county clerk in town, and she was willing to come in. And she, this was Jane, I don't know Jane's last name, mm-hmm. but Jane came in, and she had never issued marriage licenses before. She usually just does like early voting and voter registration.
Oh,
and
the
stuff.
Basic stuff, yeah.
So she had never done marriage licenses, much less ones that had, needed the alteration.
Yeah.
And that comes in back into play in a minute. So she did 15 in 3 hours, bless her heart.
Oh, wow.
She did a wonderful job. And there was a very long line. And, we were trying to get people to get the license, get an officiant or JP or one of the – I was one of two officiants there, sign it and file it back, mm-hmm. to get their copy. sew and not wait for, you know, the mail and have something happen. Because we knew a stay was coming. We knew the appeal was coming. There was actually an appeal filed like 5 minutes after the decision was set down.
Kind of expected.
And it was right. And they said no. So we knew it was coming to the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. So we had 15 licenses issued. We know 10 of them were filed. We started hearing cheering. So they closed the doors and everyone said, stay tight, stay here, you know, just wait. So the new clerk came in, they opened the doors, they started processing them, and we start hearing cheering. And these two ladies from Fort Smith, Jennifer and Kristen, are at the bottom of the stairs. Mm-hmm. And the Carroll County Courthouse is one of those old-style courthouses, so it has like a little central plaza on the top and then two staircases going down on either mm-hmm. side. So it's not handicap accessible. It's very, very old-fashioned looking. Yeah. And so there's big stone stairs, and they're leaning against the bottom of the stairs just crying and shaking, going, we got the first license, we got the first license. And Cheryl Maples, who was one of the lead attorneys for the case, was there, and she was, you know, sitting on the steps just sobbing, and I was shaking. And I said, well, have you guys gotten anyone to sign it to do your marriage yet? And they said, no, we're probably going to have to go find someone. And I said, no, we're going to do this right now. And they said, we can do that. And I said, I'm an officiant. I'm an ordained minister.
Wow.
We are going to do this now. And they said, okay. So I did, you know, basic vows. And the way I figure it, they've been together for 5 or 6 years. There's nothing I can say that they haven't promised each other already.
Yeah, that's true.
So I just asked them that, you know, do you promise to continue to love each other, to continue to be each other's best friend, to continue to make these promises and to continue to be there for each other? They said yes. And by this time, I might have been shouting, you know, by the power vested in me, by the state of Arkansas, it is my privilege to pronounce you a legally married couple.
Wow.
And they cried and kissed, and the reporters behind me were screaming and clapping, and they rushed back upstairs. I signed it on Jennifer's back. So I'm like, turn around. And signed it real quick, and they ran back up the stairs and filed it and got their copy, and it was amazing. And then I sat back down on the bench that I had been waiting on all morning, and I went, did I just do the first legal same-sex marriage in my state?
Oh my God,
I think I just did the first legal same-sex marriage in my state. And I'm texting Jay going, holy crap. Like,
well, I saw the pictures come out on Saturday. And they were talking about the two ladies, and they'd slept in the car most of the night. You know, they got out, got the license, and you married
they
them.
They got there about 2 a.m., I think, on Saturday, because they wanted to get married, by God.
Wow.
You know, I saw a couple that have been together 46 years, 38 years, and just decades. They're like, we've waited long enough. I'm not waiting anymore. So, and then Monday, I ended up calling into work. I talked to my boss on Sunday, and I said, so I need a few hours. I'm going to be late on Monday. And she said, okay. I said, I'll probably be there by 10. Because we thought this day was coming. You know, we thought it would be literally any minute. And then it was, okay, I might be there by lunchtime. And then it was like, yeah, I'm just not committed
today. Yeah, just ready.
Because at one point, you know, I was the only officiant in the courthouse. And I was like, I can't leave.
And it's great that you're there already. So how long have you been an ordained minister?
For about three years. I actually got ordained to do a commitment ceremony for some friends of mine. And I was looking into how to do this. And I kept having friends, even a heterosexual friend, opposite couple friends, who were like, you know, we don't want a church wedding. We just want someone who can do a ceremony that's just for us. So I went ahead and got ordained. And I've really enjoyed, you know, being part of someone's, one of the biggest days of people's lives, you know, they let me in and I can kind of craft these ceremonies and vows and tell the story of their relationships just for them. So Sunday night, you know, we were kind of talking like, well, you know, my friend Michelle, who lives with me, and I were like, well, let's go. And she said, oh, she used to be a florist. She said, oh, we could stop and get just some cheap cut flowers and take those. Mm-hmm. And then that turned into my friend Danielle, is a retired photographer. She's a stay-at-home mom now, but she used to do photography. She's like, I'll bring my camera.
There you go.
And then my friend Lucia was like, well, I'll come and I'll do this and this and this. And so throughout the day, word spread Sunday that we were going to be mm-hmm. there. I had some really good friends that were like, please be there. We want you to marry us. Like, it would be my distinct honor. So, we had all these plans. We took flowers. We got a couple cases of water. We had coffee. Mm-hmm. People were bringing boxes of donuts. We made up little bouquets for people. And, they were able to just have something. And it was really nice because you'd go into the county clerk's office and you'd come out and there would be, a half dozen or a dozen people oohing and aahing over you and going, oh, you guys look so happy. Oh, tell us how long you've been together. And clapping and cheering. And we'd make them pose for pictures with their license.
Yes.
And we'd take pictures for them with their phone so they could post them to friends. And a couple of them were like, hi, Mom. Forgot to tell you. So it was kind of like we were on-site wedding
planners. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's all impromptu right there. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Right. It made such a difference. And, we had so many people who were so nervous and were like, no, it's great. It's fine. We're walking them through the process. Some people wanted one of the officiants or me or the JPs, the justice of the pieces, to do more than just sign it.
They should.
They wanted
work. They want to be involved in the wedding. Because it's...
Right. There were, probably about half the couples were like, buddy, just sign it.
Yeah,
and file
you're making
and
history here.
The other half
here.
Were like, sign it, file it, and then we want to do a wedding. So, I did the same thing. You've been together for 28 years. There is no vow that I can come up with. You've raised kids together. You're working on grandkids together. You own a house. You've done all these life adventures. There's nothing I can do. But you know what? I can find some people to come. And I had a friend. Oh, Candace. Candace came, and she said that she was the ugly crying special. And she cries at the drop of a hat anyway. And so some of these couples, we're talking about how long we've been together, and they're showing us pictures of their kids or whatever. And Candace is in the corner just boo-hooing. Yeah. Everybody needs somebody crying at your wedding, So she was my crier, and we had people taking pictures, and after every one, people would clap, and people they didn't know were coming up and giving them hugs, and it was just amazing. And I had to go to work today. I had to go to work. So I lined up to make sure that we had officiants that were going to be today. So there weren't any gaps. There were always a JP or officiants in the courthouse in Fayetteville today. And then it turned into Team Rainbow Dress because I wore the dress. So Saturday I was trying to figure out what to wear. And I have this, it's kind of like a maxi dress style. It's rainbow print. It's really pretty. And I look really freaking awesome.
It's pretty. It's very pretty.
So I was like, I'll wear that. Yeah. It's really comfortable, distinctive. I like colorful things. So I wore that. So the AP, the Associated Press report, were blasting all over the internet. Oh, woman in a
rainbow. Yeah, that's on the news.
When I saw the...
So I started a friend who sent me a text going, Laura, are you by chance in Eureka Springs? And do you by chance own a rainbow dress? I'm like,
well, when
maybe?
I saw the first picture come through...
I was the woman in the rainbow dress.
When I saw the first picture come through Saturday morning, I was like, she's wearing a rainbow dress. I said, that's cool. And then I was like, she looks familiar. Who is that? and it took a while for it all to click.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, that's right. They're in Arkansas.
They're in Arkansas. That's right.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God, that's right? Well, so many of these people that I, these couples that I got to marry, I met because of Will.
Yes, exactly.
And so it was kind of like this beautiful full circle, It was people that I never would have been part of my life who've gotten to be really close friends. I got to marry them.
Yes.
And so one of the reporters yesterday was like, so what group are you with? And somebody jokingly said, we're Team Rainbow.
Oh, that's where it gets from.
And so we started hashtagging everything we posted on Facebook with Team Rainbow Dress. And I've been giving kind of tongue-in-cheek status updates. Like today we're on day 4 of marriage equality, and my dog has not tried to marry either of the cats. And my garden is doing very well, and it rained but didn't flood, and my kids are still okay. And yeah, so and we're hashtagging it all.
So Laura, let me ask you this now. So since Arkansas has this, you know, has the it's been overturned, the gay marriage ban. Do you think Will now be doing the Pledge of Allegiance now?
No, he actually did say it at a rally at Pride this past June after the Windsor case, the Supreme Court Windsor case. He did one give me, and he said the pledge, and that was it. He has decided that, you know, the more we learned, and we've learned a lot in the last almost 5 years, there are so many other issues out there. And, you know, marriage, when he was 9 or 10, what to tell people, marriage is something that everybody understands. If I'm trying to teach you my language and I hold up something red, you can identify that and you have a word for that in your language, in your culture. And marriage is kind of the same thing. So it's a good jumping off point. It's something that literally a child can understand. You choose this person. This is your person. They're your favorite person. You love them more than anything. You want to spend the rest of your life with them. And in our culture, in our society, in our government, in our country, we call that marriage. And we give you specific rights and freedoms and responsibilities and benefits because of that. But what it comes down to is that's your person and you picked them. And it was something so easy that he could understand and see the inequality of. But the more we've learned, you know, we were kind of sheltered up here. I'll be honest. I didn't know a lot. I didn't know that, you know, there were, you know, housing discrimination. Yeah. I didn't know. We knew about don't ask, don't tell. Got that fixed. Yeah. Still working on the details. But, you know, look at, you know, the trans community is really the next big frontier we have. But there are all these things that we need to work on. We still need to work on bullying in schools.
Right.
We still need to work on protection for our seniors. You know, HIV is still a concern. But yeah, there's so much more that, yeah, when he was 10, he's not going to say it until there's liberty and justice for all and his LGBT friends can get married in Arkansas. But
yeah,
we're not
so much
done.
Work to do.
You know, people are like, oh, people just think it's just marriage. No, it's not just marriage. It's not about, I have friends I've overheard things of like, oh, well, you're just trying to, you know, make us all heteronormative. Like, no, we're trying to make sure that you have the same protection. And we're trying to make sure that if you choose to get married, you have the same rights as everyone else. And as a mom, since we're doing Mother's Day, who could ask for anything better than that? You know, I do want to tell you the story. Okay. Speaking of Mother's Day, the second couple that I married, I don't remember their names. I know that they were both wearing rainbow tie-dyed shirts, really dark print, beautiful tie-dyed shirts. And I remember, you know, the crowd was coming in and out of the courthouse, and every now and then we'd hear a cheer. We knew someone else got a license. So during this time, this elderly couple comes up, and the gentleman is wearing kind of like a straw fishing hat, and he's got a walker, and he looks very tired and very winded. So he sits down on the bench, and I was, you know, saying, are you guys getting a marriage license today? And they said, you know, his wife said, no, our daughter is up there with her partner. And I was like, oh, my goodness. So daughter and her partner live in Eureka Springs, and mom and dad live in Kentucky. And they had driven Friday to come up and visit them for Mother's Day. And about the time they pulled up in the driveway Friday night, the daughter comes out and goes, yeah, you want to see us get married tomorrow? And ha, ha, ha.
No,
you're
kidding.
No, we're not kidding. And So dad was like, I never thought I'd live to see this. You know, mom and dad are probably mid, late 80s. But the daughter comes down and she does the same thing. I have to find the officiant and dad can't walk up the stairs. And I'm like, we're going to marry you right here. So they sat on either side of her very elderly father. by now was crying. Mom's behind me crying. She had called her granddaughters, mm-hmm. had them on speakerphone so they could hear their moms get married. Wow. And, you know, I do this whole ceremony, again, very brief, but my goal in any wedding is to make people cry.
It's your goal?
You. And, you know, she hugged me. Yeah, the mom hugs me, the elderly mom hugs me and says, you know, this is the best Mother's Day present. I didn't ever expect that I would see this in mm-hmm. Arkansas. I thought they'd have to go to Iowa or wherever else.
Well, you know,
thank you. I have,
Arkansas has that stigma.
Thing.
I mean, 57 years ago, it was in a great school integration, racial integration. And now it's turned around and it's kind of a whole different thing that's similar.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, was there a bunch of protesters outside the courthouse or anything?
Yeah. What's there? What are there?
You know what? No. I did not see a protester.
You would expect there would be protesters, but there's none.
Right. We're also doing early voting for a judge's election right now. And so there were people coming in and out of the county clerk's office yesterday who were doing early voting or doing whatever business. And probably 90% of them stopped and had a twinkle in their eye and waved and smiled mm-hmm. or stopped to take pictures or stopped to cheer. And the other 10% just didn't look our way and walked in. But they didn't stop and cuss us out. They didn't flip us off. They didn't scream Bible verses at us. It was mm-hmm. amazing. It was amazing. And it was the perfect gift for these couples, too. Because, I mean, even after the ruling, and we're in Arkansas, we're a pretty liberal in Fayetteville, we're a pretty liberal town. There was a lot of fear that, you know, I don't want to bring my kids up here to watch us get married if there's going to be protesters. And I could say with complete confidence, mm-hmm. bring the kids.
Yeah.
You know, let them be a part of the day because it was nothing.
Laura, actually, I want to tell you a quick story. Actually, 2 years ago, my partner and I, Mike and I, got married in Massachusetts because it's not legal here in Texas. So,
yet.
So and not right. yet. But and Ray here, not yet.
Yeah.
And Ray here is my officiator. He's my solemnizer. He's the one who got a license for a day.
Oh.
Is that right? License
for
a day. For
a day to be a solemn. Yeah. I got ordained.
You got ordained for
and
a day.
And then I went up there.
Yeah.
Filed all the paperwork. Basically legalized for a day on a certain day and time in Massachusetts to perform a wedding. So I married Maynard and Mike.
Yeah, so me and my partner. So.
Awesome.
And I don't know, maybe Aww. If it happens in Louisiana, because my partner lives in Louisiana and I live here in Texas. And maybe if one of our states, or maybe both, if it becomes legal, if ever, or whenever. It's not if anymore, right? It's not if anymore, it's when.
Right. Whenever, yeah.
It's whenever.
It's
yeah,
when.
It's a matter
totally
of time.
When.
And yeah, that's what's going to happen. It's we might do another one here. I don't know, maybe. Yeah. Something more legal. So, well, we just passed Mother's Day. What did the Jay and the kids do for you last Sunday?
Well, actually, we didn't do a lot.
You're too busy.
I was too busy. I was too busy. I was tired, y'all. I was tired. No, the kids drew me some really nice pictures. And... they kind of gave me just a kind of a day out the weekend before, just for me. And it was nice just to, you know, spend time with just me and do stuff. And Michelle came with me and we had a very nice time
good.
Out. It was wonderful.
Good.
So, yeah. So I really don't need anything from them. I do artwork for my office.
There you go. Then the kids can do that. Well, I guess that's thank you for your time. I'm really glad you joined us today to talk about what happened there in Arkansas.
Yes, thank you for being on the show.
I'm just delighted to share it. It's mm-hmm. just been
so, and you said I think you said earlier before we started the recording the appeal had been filed.
Oh yeah. What's going to happen now?
What's the status right?
Yeah, there has been an appeal filed, and so they gave the plaintiffs until noon today to respond. I think they turned it in probably like 15 minutes till noon. And so we are just, it's in the hands of the Arkansas Supreme Court. And so we're just we just wait. But for now, the marriage licenses mm-hmm. and the weddings in two continue. Counties. So we're almost up to 300 couples in the wow. state in 3 days.
2.5 days.
Well, 2.5 days. So I'll only give Saturday yeah. a half credit.
Well.
Yeah, we're gonna.
So that's how people can contact you and see what's going on with you, right? Team Rainbow Dress.
Yeah, actually, yeah, we started a Facebook page because we wanted one central place. Because I don't know everyone's name, I can't remember everyone's name. So we have one central place that we can upload all of our pictures mm-hmm. and tell some of these stories and really put a face on it. And I think putting a face on these stories and on these couples that have driven from, you know, Tulsa or Oklahoma City, yeah. or we've had a couple from Dallas or Memphis or Springfield, Missouri, wherever, to show the pictures and to that show so the stories. Awesome. That's what's important.
Wow. So, okay. Well, thank you again for being in the show. And, say hi to Jay and Will there and the kids.
I'll see if Jenna, I'll see if Jay can send you guys some new pictures.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay. That'd be awesome. Well, thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And we'll keep in touch, okay? You have a good one. Thank you. Have a good night. Bye-bye. Thank you, Laura, for joining us in the show. Yay!
Yay.
It's awesome. It's great to hear from you again and sharing us that amazing story of gay people getting married in Arkansas.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Thank you again. So
yes,
you can catch her on and their activities there in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Well, in that county, right?
Yeah.
So if you go to Facebook and look for Team Rainbow Dress, we'll put the links on the website for you guys to check out. So you could, you know, follow and like their page and see what's going on with all the gay marriages that are happening there in Arkansas. Very good.
So I got one bit of entertainment news just real quick before we move on.
All right.
Because it popped up right when I got home. Channing Tatum.
Is gay.
Well, we could all wish, but no, because he's married and got a kid. But that stopped anybody. But no, he's going to be the new Gambit in the spinoff X-Men.
Really?
Really.
Can he pull off
It's not going to be Taylor Kirsch.
The one before.
Before, yeah.
So he's going to have a real Cajun accent this time.
Well, he's a Southern boy, but, you know, he's from the South, so he's not from Louisiana, New Orleans, but he can pull it off, I think.
Okay, that's good.
So, you know, as long as he walks around half naked during most of the movie, I think we'll all be fine anyhow.
Doesn't matter. Forget about the Days of Future Past.
That's whatever. Right. But he's on the... Well, they're already talking about the second movie, Apocalypse.
Oh, Apocalypse is going to be in it?
Well, wow. No. That is the next one. This X-Men Days of Future Past. And then the next movie will be X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh,
and I don't know if Apocalypse is going to be in it, but if it picks up from where this movie
is... Who's going to play Apocalypse?
Well, I don't know if he's going to be in it. I think there was another the comic book series that carried over where... And the other timeline, all this stuff ended before they come back to Days of Future Past or something. So I don't know how they're going to do it.
It's been a long
time.
But
they are doing more spinoff X-Men movies, and Gambit's going to be one of them. So
yeah, it'll be exciting. Okay, so let's move on to Bear events. It's going to be, of course, Bear Watch. We promote Bear Watch because it's our friends of ours, and this is from
Houston.
Houston. It's by the Houston Bears. And it's going to be this coming weekend, May 16th to 18th, here in Galveston, Texas. So, you guys are going? You're going for...
Yeah, we're going out for Saturday for the beach. So
yeah. Mike and I are going to be attending, so it's going to be exciting because, you know, it's whenever it's a bear run, it's a reunion. You get to see a lot of friends, a lot of our friends, and some people who are out of towners, from Dallas, from Austin, from San Antonio, people are coming, and from people from...
Well, it's perfect from all over the country. Kevin from New Jersey's here.
He's coming?
Well, he's already here. You were there last night at my birthday party, remember?
Oh, that's right. So, okay.
There's a bunch of people that kind of are regulars every year, so some of them have already started coming to town and hanging out and mm-hmm. making a week of it.
I might help out in the games on Saturday, so...
You know what I'm going to do Saturday? You know what I'm going to help out with?
What?
Not a damn thing. I'm going to sit my big fat white belly on that beach.
I was hoping to do the same. But you're going to help eat, right? Help eat the everything. Eat food.
We got to take food down there. So since
you know, that's right, you're not bringing. You're not attending.
I'm actually not attending.
He's not registered.
I took a year off from Bear Watch. I love it, but I got. I need a year off.
Yeah, probably next year.
You just need to learn to say no.
I should learn to say no.
Yes,
Well, we'll see. But anyway, so yeah, it's gonna be in this March. I keep it's March 16th. Should be May.
May 16th. I didn't
tell you. Who wrote this?
You did.
I did. It's May 16th to 18th. So yeah,
screwed up. That's this weekend, and if you get this, they still have tickets slots available. And I think there's still a couple of hotel rooms, so you can still register and go.
Yep.
And hang out and have a good time. So.
Yep. So for more information, go to bearwatch.net. Since the interview really went long, so we won't be having Gay, the Geek and the Bizarre today. We'll postpone it for next week or something. So, okay, so if you have any comments, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or for all you people that are fans in St. Louis, when Michael Sam's jersey comes out, let me know so I can buy one, because I think that's the best way to support him. Mm-hmm. But if you have any comments about the show or questions or want to comment on what Laura said or what's going on in the world today, you can join us here on the show by leaving a voicemail at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Leave us a voicemail. We will play them on the show.
Yes. So. Mm-hmm. And also subscribe by iTunes, Vimeo, on YouTube, and you can listen to the show on Stitcher Radio, on Bear Radio Network, and also on the Roku Player. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. And wolf some many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
Okay, get out. Go on, girl. Go on.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Okay. All right. You get it rolling?
It's rolling. Everything's rolling.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, are you ready now?
Episode 518.
Stop laughing.
That was too funny. Okay.
Okay.
It's serious.
All right.
Okay, cool.
Okay, we'll hear. Right. Hey. Okay, it's my turn.